In this Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3 lesson, we'll be demonstrating how to make a Y position speed menu. It's very similar to the X position speed menu that we created and placed just a couple of days ago. And so we just wanted to show the vertical scrolling, vertical sliding, in for you guys to reference if you had any trouble changing the X position to a Y position menu. If you have any trouble, here it is. So let's push out and take a look in the browser, and you'll see it activates when our mouse goes over the menu, and depending on where we are when our mouse enters, we might see it move. But if we enter up top the button menu or picture menu, whatever you want to use inside of there, won't move because we're at the top portion. But once the user's mouse goes to about the second button or the third button, you can see movement happen. And the movement is based upon where their mouse is. So if their mouse is deep into the menu, depending on what side, it'll go faster or slower. So if they're hanging around the middle, you can see I've let my mouse go. I'm not holding onto it anymore. It's just where my mouse is placed inside that movie clip there is what determines that speed the menu is going to move at. And I only have 6 buttons here, or pictures, but you can have as many as you like, just like the X position speed menu, that sliding menu we put the other day for the X position. Just like that one, you can have 25 or 50 of these in there if you want. And inside of the code, and then once your user's mouse leaves this movie clip, say they leave the movie clip and it's going that speed, then go around the rest of the HTML page and it'll just keep going until they, you know, until it reaches the bottom or they get back in and start moving their mouse around it. But it's a really cool setup. And you can see as each button comes into view and over the arrow or under the arrow, it turns into a little hand symbol. When it goes off of the button, it turns back to an arrow. So it's got good functionality, nice fluid movement. And so let's take a look at the code in the FLA now. It's similar code, so if you want to look at the other the X position speed menu or sliding menu, you'll see that these are both very similar. All I did was go inside and change all the X's to Y's, and I also changed the speed because we were dealing with a 500 wide menu, and now we're dealing with a 200 high menu. So we had to change the math just a little bit so it functioned correctly. And you can change this math further for it to speed up or slow down. You just change this 5 here to, if you want it to go slower, change it to an 8 or a 10. If you want it to go a little faster, change it to a 3. And pretty much just like the other code, like I said in the other video, if you have any trouble understanding the code, which is just basically simple math, and we're using looping to make, I have a comment right here, it says this all happens around 15 times per second. So all of this code executes about 15 times every second, and it loops back. You can see it's set to loop back right at the end of this frame. Go to and play loop, and loop is this frame 2 here. It's got a frame label named loop, and so it hits that one every second. It hits that 15 times, and it'll run that code. Or actually, it just makes it loop in on itself, so it never goes back to frame 1. It only hits frame 1 in the beginning of the movie, and then once the user's mouse goes over the movie clip here, the blue movie clip, then it shoots to frame 2 and never sees frame 1 again. It'll just stay in a constant loop between 2 and 3. And it's just using math and conditional statements and a little bit of math calculations here to determine the speed depending on where their mouse is. Like I said, if it was in the middle of the movie clip, it goes nice and slow. You see my hanging out in the middle there, the menu is nice and slow. But the further I get down into the menu or up, it goes faster in each direction. And you can get this FLA and the code and everything nice and clear. If you go to develop.php and just download the free FLA, and there's also a forum there if you got any questions. All right, we'll see you next lesson.